Chapter 1. Francesca. Toronto, Ontario. I met the devil the morning after my 18th birthday. Hungover and tired, I rolled over in bed, where my toes brushed against warm skin and crisp body hair. A friend of mine held a graduation party last night at her pool, and my boyfriend, David, slept over after. We usually hooked up at his apartment, but I was too drunk last night and insisted on coming here. It hadn't been easy sneaking him into the house under the watchful gaze of the cameras monitored by Papa's men, but I was a pro. I'd been outsmarting the guards and the cameras for years now. The one thing the guards loved? Routine. Once you learned the routine, you could get around it and do whatever you wanted. Papa was the head of one of the seven families of the Ndrangheta in Toronto, a criminal network that stretched from Canada to South America to Italy. My father's business was dangerous, so my two sisters and I weren't raised as typical teenagers. Wherever we went, we were trailed by guards with guns inside their jackets, including to school. Our extracurricular activities were severely limited, our lives kept under careful scrutiny. Which was why I couldn't help but occasionally sneak out. I was the responsible one, the big sister who began caring for my two younger siblings when our mother died. I deserved a break every now and then. A knock sounded at my door.
Frankie, are you awake?
My father. Shit. Panic filled me. The first night I dared to have my boyfriend sleep over, and my father was outside my door. This could not be good. Hangover forgotten, I grabbed David's shoulders. You have to get out of here, I mouthed silently. Like, now! David nodded and hurried to dress while I handed him his clothes. I looked at the door. Papa, don't come in! I'm not dressed!
You need to get up and look presentable, he said from the hall. We have guests.
Guests? It was barely 9 o'clock. I'll need at least an hour, I said.
You have 10 minutes.
I could hear the command in his voice. All right, I called. David zipped up his jeans and threw on his t-shirt. I opened the window and looked down. My bedroom was on the second floor, so it was high, but not a death-defying jump. Hang down from the window ledge, and you should be fine. A rough hand slid over my bare ass.
Maybe it's time for me to meet your family, babe.
The idea almost made me laugh. My father would strangle David with his bare hands for daring to touch his precious daughter. You have to go. Keep to the side of the house and out of sight. There is a path on the left, and it leads to a wall. The cameras won't see you there. Hurry. He pressed a hard kiss to my mouth, then crawled out the window. I watched as he slowly lowered himself down, his biceps bulging with the effort. Before we graduated last month, he'd been one of the most popular boys in our senior class and captain of the hockey team. I was going to miss him when I left for college in August. David dropped to his feet and then gave me a salute. I blew him a kiss and shut the window, my mind already racing to Papa and the guests. After a quick shower, I braided my wet hair and dabbed concealer under my eyes. A swipe of mascara later, I threw on a prim dress that covered most of my body, as my father preferred. Instead of flats, I put on a pair of heels. I was tall, but I liked the way I looked in heels. Like nothing could stop me. Intimidating. Fierce. The house was quiet, my sisters still asleep. The 16-year-old twins, Emma and Gia, usually stayed up well into the night, watching movies and talking to their friends online. I would miss them when I went away to school. But they didn't need me as much these days. They would be fine after I left. My heels popped on the marble floors as I approached my father's office. I rarely went in here, seeing as how I'd rather not know what Papa was really doing most of the time. Ignorance was bliss when it came to having a family member in the mob.